are live from the Florida Bitcoin and Blockchain Summit. And joining me is many things, owner of the Tampa Bay Lightning, part owner of the Red Sox, former manager of the Magellan Fund, and generally one of the most innovative leaders that we have in Tampa Bay, Mr. Jeff Vinnick. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So first thing, go Bolts.
Thank you.
Well done. Two Stanley Cups in a row. It's amazing.
Yeah, we'll do our best to keep it going.
Yeah, awesome. So, you know, you have a rich history in the Wall Street space. You know, blockchain and specifically some of the alternate currencies that are coming out of it, like Bitcoin and the other ones, are you know, really posing a threat to banks. How do you see that that transport happening in the future?
Very interestingly, I don't pretend to be an expert in blockchain and DeFi and everything else that is evolving here so rapidly. I did pick up on it about 5 years ago, and I certainly believed at that point it could be quite revolutionary to finance and business overall. And I've been just wowed by the progress, the evolution, by all the companies and all the people that are a part of the movement. And it's just, I couldn't be more pleased that, you know, we're developing quite a ecosystem for blockchain here in the Tampa Bay area and bringing in a lot of strong companies and talent. Very exciting.
Yeah, and obviously you care very deeply about placemaking Tampa. You put a lot of thought and time into developing it and shaping it. And Mayor Suarez down in Miami has done a good job of sort of leading the way with the capital of capital, and we're getting a lot of a benefit of that. How important do you see blockchain being as a, you know, a core tenet of branding Tampa Bay as far as startups and fintech going into the future?
Yeah, and you're right. It's going on all over Florida. I applaud Mayor Suarez out of Miami, what's going on there in Orlando. And we'd love it if Tampa could evolve into a real critical mass center of blockchain development. This is a great place to live. I've said it for a number of years. Why not us? And we have the talent, we have the ambition, we have the people. So we think there's a huge opportunity here. But we also think it's broader than that. The whole tech scene, which, you know, the economy is driven by innovation these days and startup companies and, you know, new ways of doing things. And I'm really proud of this area, the way it's developed over the last 10 years as we become a bigger and bigger factor.
It's amazing. And you're a supporter of early stage. You invest at all levels. So can you talk about sort of your current thesis on what you're looking for in investing in Tampa Bay companies and maybe even how that's changed in the last year?
Yeah. And, you know, whenever I invest myself, there are always some things you got to have. And one is very strong management. Doesn't have to necessarily be somebody who's formed a successful company before, but you want A-plus management, you want A-plus idea, and probably an A-plus listener also, because my financial career was in the public markets. I really never had much time in the venture world, and I've learned how hard it is to get a company off the ground, how much resources it takes. You know, it takes a village, et cetera, and a lot of time and a little bit of luck. So what we're trying to do here in this whole area is create an ecosystem to support these companies to give them a better probability of being successful.
That's great. And one of the gems that you've created in doing that is Embark Collective. And Kathy Wood has mentioned it as being, you know, something that she was really impressed by and that helped bring her down to this area. Ali and Lakshmi have done a great job. How do you feel about how Embark has gone against your original vision?
Yeah, our people there, you mentioned Lakshmi, you mentioned Ali, and the whole staff over there have done a terrific job pushing 110 companies right now. But, you know, we're very ambitious here. And originally I told Lakshmi, our mission here is to make 20 years of progress in 10 years.
Nice.
Well, we've made 6 years of progress in 3 years so far. So we're still in the beginning of this thing and we have a long way to go. And it's all about attracting knowledge-based jobs to Tampa, growing the quality of the economy in this area. And we like where we're at, and we're not alone. The Wave is doing a great job. USF, Kathy's getting involved with the new hub that's going to be developed over in St. Pete. The more, the better. We're not competitors here. We're all growing this region. The more talent, the better for all the companies here.
So you're a believer in abundance?
I am.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate all that you do. You are a true innovation catalyst. Thank you for being, caring about Tampa, bringing your life down here and investing in Tampa Bay. It's greatly appreciated, and you're well-deserving of the innovation.
Well, I appreciate that, and I couldn't be more thrilled. Thank you.
Jeff Vinnick.